Bunker Banter! We are back! We are coming at you from the Par 4 restaurant here at Shenacosset. I am joined, as always, by my pal, the Chief, Dennis Dungy. Denny, how are we doing today?
Timmy, welcome back, my friend. We've had a long summer, been on the road, plenty of places, so we didn't really have a whole lot of opportunities to get the show on the road, for lack of a better term, but we're back here, as you said, Shenacosset, looking to start pumping up our show programming here in the fall. So hopefully the listeners are ready. I know we've been hearing from some of our listeners asking what's going on, so here we are.
Well, that's part of the mystique, Denny. We want to keep them wanting more, right? That's kind of the idea. I know the Dusseldorf Frankfurt audience is definitely clamoring for some Bunker Banter, so here we are. I don't think we've done a show since the whole Michael Block phenomenon at the PGA Championship, so this is going to be a three-hour show, right?
Yeah, and as I said, you know, we've been kind of on the road doing some section things, but, you know, something that I don't know came out on this show because it happened after, but the countdown is on for you. You know, you've been living that high life on the lake and, you know, here and there and everywhere.
Yeah.
And the countdown's on, you know, Nicole's about ready to pull the noose a little tighter.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been hearing. Everybody that's knowing what's going on, under a year for the big wedding. And, you know, JK says the countdown for my life is on as well. It's all downhill from there.
Well, but listen, don't pay any attention to him because he's not quite sure what he's talking about. But listen, I'm looking forward to that celebration next year. But we have some things to celebrate that, as you said, we didn't really get to touch on because we've been away. But section award winners were announced recently. So I'm going to let you fire away, and obviously congratulations to all of them.
Absolutely. So we have a lot to cover, so we'll try to make it as condensed as possible, as Denny said. But I think special awards is one of the big things that we missed on our little hiatus here. Obviously, kudos to the special awards committee and the board for hammering that out. Another good job there. We will be celebrating these individuals on November 3rd at Old Lime Country Club for a nice private ceremony there. And I'll just rattle off all of our recipients for this year. We'll start with our Golf Sales Rep of the Year, Mr. Larry Bellerado. Our Patriot Award winner, Ronnie Pefflin. Assistant Professional of the Year, Sean Schweitzer. Our Merchandiser of the Year on the private side was Joe Cordani. Merchandiser of the Year on the public side was Bob Biganet. Our Youth Player Development Award winner was Josh Detmer. Our Player Development Award winner, Jordan Gossler. Professional Development, Brian Phelps, Bill Strasbaugh, Ian Marshall, Teacher of the Year, Justin Smith, and our Golf Professional of the Year, Rob Barbeau, the real RB, as I like to say.
RB.
Sorry,
RB.
Other RBs, but he's the real RB this year.
Yeah, and as I said, kind of leading into that, well-deserved by all of those that were selected. So looking forward to celebrating them here in the near future and, you know, congratulations to all.
Absolutely. And I know Lauren's putting together another nice video for Mr. Barbeau, so we'll send that out to everybody once that's completed and the ceremony is done so that we can all celebrate Rob.
Yeah, and I think we want to thank Rob too, because I think he's using his Golf Professional of the Year award as kind of a stepping stone for his fundraising initiative for our Birdies for Brighter Futures event on Thursday. So certainly appreciate the support of all of those people that are stepping up to benefit two great, you know, the Connecticut PGA Golf Foundation and the Connecticut Children's Hospital. So, again, congratulations to Rob and all the award winners.
Yeah, that was a good transition there. It's like we never left. Right into BFBF there. It's one of our other things coming up this Thursday over at Shuttle Meadow. It's our second year doing BFBF, as Dennis just mentioned. We're up to about $65,000 in projected funds donated here. Again, it's you can either do a flat donation or a per birdie pledge donation there. I think we're up to 17, 18, 19 teams now. A lot of really fun golf professionals out there, and it's a really fun day. I mean, obviously we're supporting two great causes in our foundation and the Connecticut Children's, but it's a good day, 36 holes of golf, just making it rain with birdies and having a good time. I know AC is going to be out there with his goodie bag again.
Yeah.
So you got to come see what that is. I'm not going to tell you what that is.
Birdies and air horns. And I know one of the things we kind of fumbled a little bit on last year was the importance of where do we go to submit these donations. You're going to go to bfbfct.com, and there you can go in and select whatever team you want to support, and you'll be able to make your donation there. So certainly all appreciated support we can do, and again, two amazing foundations doing two great things.
Yeah, we did 82, a little over, about 81,000, I think, last year. Our goal this year is 100,000, so we're getting there. I know a lot of that comes in day of as well, as we kind of pump it up, and the Bunker Banter team will be there going live throughout the day with some fun content and to remind everybody to get their donations in, so be on the lookout for that.
Boom.
That's it. BFBF.
BFBF. Be there or be square.
And I know we've been highlighting some other golf professionals too as we get into the fall with Drive for the Game efforts. You know, Ronnie Peflin sent us a nice check for his season-long birdies thing that he does over there. Jason Loomis and the team at Great River. I don't want to leave anybody out, but I know there's some other things coming in. Stan does his fundraiser. Just talking to Tom Halstead yesterday. He and Mark are doing their marathon coming up here in about 10 days or so. I think, who else? Nick Rykoski, I believe, is doing his big golf appreciation day down at Oak Lane. So much appreciated to those who have already sent in their Drive for the Game, and those who have it coming up, good luck with that, and let us know if there's anything we can do to help.
Yeah, let us know, because obviously, you know, to Tim's point, he just highlighted some folks that are doing it, and that's what we want to do. We want to support you, and so if we don't know that you're doing it, it's hard to do. So let us know. Lauren can help out with any kind of video footage or photos or anything. And obviously here on Bunker Banter, we can put your name in lights all across the countries.
That's it. We're global. We are global. Speaking of name in lights, we have some section champs that I think we want to catch up on in a nice year by Mr. Andy Svoboda.
Yeah, Andy Svoboda wrapped up the section championship a week or so ago here at Ellington Ridge. So congratulations to him. And then also joining him in the PGA Professional Championship early next year will be Chris Tallman, who gave Andy a great run for the Player of the Year and also at the Section Championship. And then also Billy Street and Terry Slater. So four great representatives moving on to the PGA Professional Championship there. And with his win at the Section Championship, Andy did wrap up the Player of the Year. And rightfully so. I mean, he won the Connecticut PGA Championship, he won match play, and he also won the section championship. So congratulations to him. And then a few weeks prior to that, we had the senior championship, and Bob Muha was crowned our senior champion. He was not registered in the qualifying portion. So we have Jason Goblek, Mike Martin, Jim Hanlon, and Jan Vivestad earned the four spots. And then I actually learned a couple days ago that John Reardon actually got in as an alternate. Nice. So we have five representatives heading down to PGA Golf Club in Florida here shortly, end of the month, October 26th through the 29th. So they'll be representing the section. And then the day before that was the Assistance Championship way up at Crump and Fox. But I'll tell you what, it was a shame that we had got so much rain going into that event, because that place is pretty spectacular. So I know the assistants enjoyed being up there for the day. It was a long travel, but we got them up there, played our 36 holes, and we crowned a new champion in CJ Konkowski. And he'll be traveling to PGA Golf Club in mid-November, along with Gino Giancola, who earned the other spot to represent the section in the Assistants PGA Professional Championship. So great playing by all of those guys. It's been a great year. Obviously, we're here at Chenecasset wrapping up the Pro Scratch. And then we have our final event next week, the Del Kenny at Country Club of Greenfield. I know Kevin's pumped to host everybody. So last day to register for that is today. So hopefully we get this episode out and we'll get a few more registrations.
A few more guys. Yeah. So come hang out up in Greenfield. Like you said, Kevin is excited to have us. I'm excited to be up there. We've had a nice little Western Mass run here.
Yeah.
We're up there in Northampton with the juniors this year. So we've gotten our share of Western Mass facilities.
Yeah. What else you got?
Well, we can just keep going and going and going, but I think we should. Something we didn't have on the list that just popped into my head, we closed on our office, Denny.
Closed on the new office, Addison, yeah.
Addison, the new office. We are slowly or quickly, depending on who you ask, transitioning into the new office.
I think I have a new name for it instead of the Addison office. It's the land of echoes.
Yeah, right now it's the land of echoes because we don't really have much in there besides us when we're in there.
And you just hear your voice echoing throughout the place.
Well, we do have the podcast room in there that does have less echo.
Yeah.
Because there's some carpeting and some things that we had specced out for that room specifically. But it's going to be exciting. I mean, the office looks great. The design came out really well. We did have an officer planning session over there the other day just to kind of kick things off. But as I said, we'll slowly begin transitioning over to there with staff, hopefully kind of working over there full time starting sometime in December. But that's going to be a good time, and mark your calendars. Denny and I are already planning our Super Bowl party at the office.
Super Bowl party at the office. I think it's going to be perfect with that big screen TV we have in there.
Yeah.
But I also think it's going to be an awesome use for, you know, our board meetings when guys can't attend because they have, you know, things going on at their facility. So, you know, having that space, meeting space right in the office with us is going to be awesome. So, you know, like you said, looking forward to getting over there. I don't know how fast we're going to get over there because we still have some things to take care of. You know, as we just alluded to, the Del Kinney and BFBF. So, but we'll be over there eventually and look forward to any visitors.
Any visitors. Yeah. Stop on by.
Yeah, we're going to have a big fridge in our office now. So, yes. You know what that means.
You know, it's going to have to be stocked with something, Denny. man, Howie Friday giving me a call mid recording here. I got a call coming in from Howie.
We're not doing live calls, Howie.
Not live
Sorry.
Calls. You can't call into the show, Howie. But speaking of other things we have coming up, we are just about a month away from the fall meeting over at Mohegan Sun. So we're going to get that info out by the end of the week with some room blocks. We're going to have a couple proposed resolutions in there. We do have one current director nomination in, so we're looking for a few more of those. So if you are interested in serving, we have two open spots on the board of directors for 2 3-year terms there. So feel free to contact anybody from the section staff to inquire about that. The director nomination form is on the professional login side of our website, which is that top right corner there. We also have the new business form and things like that. The link for the meeting registration is live on the rotating banner. You can also find all of this information, again, as I said, on the professional login side of the website. So we're looking forward to another fun meeting over at the Cabaret Theater at Mohegan Sun. And of course we have Tom calls it the member celebration the night before, but it's the Tom celebration.
Yeah, it's the celebration of Tom Hankey, 30 years. And obviously we all know he's stepping aside at the end of the year. So I think it's going to be a fun evening and looking forward to, you know, hopefully everybody joining us and supporting not only Tom, but our, you know, section sponsor in Mohegan Sun and spending some time down there. I had something in my mind, but it slipped out. Oh, I know what I was going to say. And we alluded to this last year in the whole director nominations and everything. Listen, competition is good. So just because you may see your buddy's name up there or you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, it's good for the section members to have something to vote on, right? Rather than just having two people run or one person run and then we have to pull teeth. So, you know, if you're interested in giving back, put your name out there.
And we also have VP at large positions as well. So even if there are multiple people for the director positions, obviously there's going to be two elected directors, but, you know, oftentimes there's some space available for those interested who might want to do the 1 year VP at large stint to see what it's all about. And I think what we've seen since COVID and even a little before COVID is, you know, board commitments, while it might seem daunting, is not really that daunting, especially with the capabilities we have now with the Google Meets and the virtual meetings and, you know, with the new office. Like Dennis kind of said, we got a nice big TV that we have tricked out, we'll say, for, you know, viewing capabilities of video. And it's a very streamlined process, so a lot can still be done on the virtual level. Now there's certainly some instances where in person is more of a requirement than not, but you know, we make it as easy as possible, and you know, new blood in there is always good. So if you are somewhat interested and at least want to learn more, again, like I said, contact any of the current board members, the officers, or the staff. I think everybody's pretty approachable to give some honest feedback, and we hope to get a nice slate of nominees out there.
Yeah, and I think the two biggest perks out of you know, being a board member is you know, spending time with you and I.
100%.
And then, as I just alluded to, we have a new fridge that's going to be in our office. So there'll be something in there. So, you know, yes. Come join us.
And the 75-inch TV, while good for Google Meet, is also good for watching sports. So keep that in mind.
And I think section stuff, that's, you know.
We could go a lot more, but we don't want to go crazy.
Yeah, we got to have some more shows, you know, in a couple weeks.
So. Yeah.
But I did one other thing I do just want to highlight is I certainly want to welcome aboard our newest PGA Hope ambassador, Michael Slater, who we nominated and he was selected. I just spent some time with him this past weekend down in Washington, D.C. And as he was going through his program to become the ambassador, and he's truly humbled by the experience and the selection process. He got to play congressional yesterday, and I was texting back and forth with him last night, and it was just a pretty special weekend for him. So we'll welcome him. I'm hoping he's planning on attending the fall meeting, so looking forward to everybody getting an opportunity to meet him there. But I want to take the time too to thank all of our PGA Hope coaches and the facilities that host the program to make it what it is. So we're going to highlight those at the fall meeting as well. But special program for me, so thank you to those hosts and those PGA coaches making it the program that it is.
Definitely a special program. And on that note, I think we forgot to thank our pals, Boca Caris for their big donation and supporting the pro veteran, the entry fees there, obviously participating in our charity classic. You and I got the privilege of playing in their event down there. And they gave us a check for $20,000 to support all things PGA Hope. So in line with what you just said, I think we should give them a little shout out there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yanni and the team down there, and obviously thanks to Bob Biganet for the introduction. But that was the first time ever in my life, and probably the only time in my life, that I'll be carrying around $20,000 in my pocket. So yeah. I held on to that check for a few days just to see what it was like, you know?
Yeah, just to just feel it.
And I felt a little different.
Yeah, oh yeah, I got a little extra pep in your step there, Danny.
But I did eventually turn it into Tom, who put it into the bank.
Yeah,
so.
But thanks to Yanni T and those guys, as you said, Bob Biganet for the tee up on that. And with that, I think we have, 3 minutes to talk about sports?
Yeah, well, listen, you probably don't have much to talk about because, the Giants are 1-18, I think, now, or whatever they are. I noticed Daniel Jones was standing on the sideline in street
clothes.
Probably
for the best.
And probably for the best. And then, obviously, your Pinstripe boys are playing golf right now. I'm surprised none of them are playing in our Pro Scratch because it is a big-time event. So.
Yeah, they probably got some good players.
But obviously, the real guys that wear pinstripes, the red ones, the hunt for Red October is on, and they played game one of the NLCS last night, and you said it. Wheels was dealing.
Dealing. He was dealing last night. I mean, the crowd over there is just electric. As much as I hate all things Philly, I'm a little envious of that because that's I miss the days where Yankee Stadium was popping like that, and they're just on an absolute tear right now. Everything's lining up for them. Harper's on fire. Turner's on fire. Castellanos is on fire. The bottom of the lineup's contributing. Their pitching has been great. The bullpen, they're just playing. Right now, they're the best team in the playoffs. Now, that could all change. As we know, with the playoffs, things can change on a dime, but they're looking fantastic right
now. Yeah, to your point, when you're playing at a place like that with the fan base that they have, and it's electric there, and your leadoff hitter goes up and smokes the first pitch out, The evening's probably over at that point, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
they're deflating for another team.
Yeah, the fans are unreal, and hopefully we'll have to, as they say, grease the poles.
That's it. You got your Eagles finally lost. Showed some warts the other day against the Jets, who are a sneaky team right now, hanging in there 3-3 without Aaron Rodgers. But in total, New York sports is not really worth talking about right now. The Giants are dreadful. At least they gave me a little bit of hope this past weekend. They played tough. They played like they did last year, when you could tell them they're not the most talented team in the world, but they at least took care of the football, ran it relatively well. I mean, it was really just padded at the end by Barkley's two runs, but then turned over, played very good defense, active all over the place. And I think if they can do that, at least for the next few games, there's some games that they might be able to win to keep my false hopes alive.
Yeah, I think I heard on the radio maybe yesterday coming back from D.C. or something. UConn, I guess NCAA basketball practice starts up here shortly.
Yeah.
So UConn will be on the rebound and trying to defend that national championship. And obviously the ladies trying to rebound. Paige will be back, hopefully with no injuries this year. And we'll see how that plays out.
I'm a Rutgers season ticket holder this year, Dan.
That's right. You did tell me that. A Rutgers season ticket holder.
Yeah. So I am ready to go to some games. They're playing in a scrimmage for charity against St. John's, the V Foundation. They're playing a game down there at Carneseca on Saturday against Slick Rick and his Red Storm there. But 3 weeks from yesterday, college basketball starts, and we'll get going. Hopefully Rutgers can give me a little bit of something to cheer for.
Give you something to talk about.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the sports sections will be very slow if not.
Yes. We're going to be struggling.
So I don't have anything else. I did see Lexi Thompson played this past weekend, which, you know, pretty special anytime that can happen.
Yeah.
You know, there's obviously both sides of the fence you can stand on. But I think she held her own. I believe she missed a cut. But I thought she played pretty good, you know, all things considered.
Yeah, and everything she said was right. And,
yeah.
You know, no real controversy coming out of her. Expected, of course, but I thought it was good. Like you said, anytime that happens, it's good to some degree, right?
Yeah, yeah. But just remember, we have, you know, the PGA of America has their new logo to separate us from the PGA Tour because we love this game.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah.
We love this game. But I think that was a good first episode back then, and give them a little teaser of what's to come. Again, we'll be back Thursday with some live action from BFBF over at Shuttle Meadow.
Yeah, what are we going to, what, just our social media platforms for that?
Yeah, I mean,
just
I think
in case
we're,
anybody wants to see us and
say,
not just hear us.
We're going to be visual there. I would say last year we did some Facebook Live. I think we might do some Instagram Live this
Ooh.
Year to get into that audience.
Wow.
Although most of those audience are probably in school during that time, so we
That's
might not.
Kids are on their phone all
That's
the time
true.
Now.
That's
so.
True. But we will be there and hopefully back to a regular once a week broadcast. So look forward to that and look forward to Thursday.
Yeah, join you next time. See you Thursday.